Last Saturday, April 17th, the applications and details for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund were finally made public. Hi, I'm Lana from ACE Plus Tax Resolution, and today we're going to be talking about the main groups who will be getting priority in this application process. I'll also give you guys a couple example cases and the risks of providing false information. The application form was finally made public, but the portal to actually apply for the funds still isn't. First, let's talk about what will happen once the application portal is made public. Once the portal opens, the SBA will be giving priority for the first 21 days to specific groups. There are three groups of restaurants that are primarily owned by women, veterans, or the socially or economically disadvantaged. These groups' ownership of the restaurant must make up at least 51%. These terms and percentages sound a little confusing, but let me explain what they mean and give you guys a couple examples. Socially disadvantaged means individuals who have been subjected to racial or ethnic prejudice or cultural bias based off their identity. Those include Asian Pacific Americans, Hispanic Americans, Black Americans, and so on. The economically disadvantaged means individuals whose ability to compete in the free enterprise system has been impaired due to diminished capital and credit opportunities compared to others in the same business. The SBA considers you economically disadvantaged if you meet any of the following three criteria. First, if your net worth is below $750,000. Second, if the average of your adjusted gross income over the last 3 years is not over $350,000. Or third, if the fair market value of your assets exceeds $6 million. If you are outside any of these thresholds, you are not deemed economically disadvantaged. Now, let's talk about some examples. Let's say your restaurant has five owners and they each own 20%. If two of these owners are veterans and one is economically disadvantaged, then this means that 60% of your restaurant is owned by these priority groups. This means you would pass the 51 ownership threshold. Now, let's say instead of these three individuals being in these groups, only one owner was both a woman and a veteran. This means that you would not meet the 51% threshold and thus would not be given priority by the SBA. Now, let's talk about the rules the SBA has set for this application process. Along with the required documents and application, the SBA also requires self-certification for all applicants. The main items that the owners must certify for are that the business is not permanently closed, that the uncertainty the business is experiencing makes the funds necessary, and that you will use the funds on eligible expenses within the time period allowed. You also must certify that you do not own or operate more than 20 locations. You have not applied for or received a shuttered venue operator grant, and that your restaurant is not publicly traded. There are a few more specific statements that you must self-certify for, and those are available on the SBA site. You will also have to sign a statement saying that the information and documents in your application are all true and accurate. If you make any false statements in this application, you could be in some very serious trouble. This trouble includes imprisonment or hefty fines. We can see that the SBA keeps revising these rules for this application, and the process itself will likely be very complicated. To avoid any risks and make sure you get these much needed funds, I highly recommend that you utilize this line of our service here at ACE Plus Tax Resolution. Make sure to call or visit our website today. Our information is down below. That's it for today's video. I hope you guys enjoyed, and we look forward to seeing you on our next one. Our certified tax resolution specialist here at ACE Plus Tax Resolution has more than 30 years of experience in dealing with the IRS. Our firm helps both individuals and business taxpayers resolve their tax problems with the IRS and state through custom fit solutions. If you have any tax problems, please contact us. Our information is down below. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to our channel so you don't miss any of our timely videos with valuable information and advice.